May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. Today we are continuing with our sermon series on spiritual gifts. And one of the questions we raised last Sunday was our own reservations about spiritual gifts. Because some people have positions, and it is important to hold positions. It is also important as we come before the Lord to subject our positions, our views, to the scrutiny of the Holy Spirit. So we don't come to God's presence with presuppositions and conclusions, but we allow the Spirit of God to work out His purpose in our lives. And for me, I see this perhaps as a very helpful attitude, even as a preacher in the past couple of years, to always come to God expecting something fresh, something new, and not depending on the strength and abilities of yesterday, but trusting God to do something new every morning, every day as we meet. There are at least 2 days each year that almost every single person looks forward to with great excitement and anticipation. I do not intend to subject you to a quiz or to a test. But I think most of us this morning could guess what those 2 days are. Can you guess? Any guess? Christmas. It's like Christmas and what else? Birthday. Yeah. Christmas and birthday, of course, there are other days. But at least these 2 days, most of us look forward to them with great anticipation, excitement. And for younger children, they'll tell you the kind of toy, the kind of balloon, the kind of flower, the kind of things to get. Now, why do we love these days so much? That's the second level of the test. Why do we love these 2 days so much? I'm sure we'll have different answers. But one answer, in part, is the gifts. We receive gifts from family and friends, phone calls, gifts that say, "We love you. You are special to us. We treasure you." And as you read those cards, you know, you experience some smiles. It makes you feel really happy. It makes you feel like people value you, they treasure you. You receive phone calls from different parts of the world. If your family is in Australia, they wake you up, they call you, messages, texts. So those messages have a way, they have ways of brightening us up. But there's yet another greater gift. Jesus, our Savior, our God-given gift. And so God does not just give us this gift of eternal life through His Son, Jesus. He does not just give this gift to secure our eternal relationship with God. But He also gives us salvation, spiritual gifts, so that we can effectively participate in what He is doing to redeem people to Himself. So He does not just save us and leave us there, but He also imparts in us spiritual gifts, abilities. And before I responded to the call of God to be a minister, I couldn't imagine, you know, standing before the public to speak for a long time and speak perhaps what sometimes might be reasonable. I know that sometimes they may not be as reasonable as they're supposed to be, but there were voices I heard, and I thought God said to me, I'll be with you. Last Sunday, I was speaking on that during the last evening service of healing. I will be with you. And that's the word that has kept me and that is still keeping me up to today. The Bible tells us that we all have a certain measure of faith that has already been given to us by the Lord. For we are saved by faith through grace. And then as we journey along with the Lord, our faith continues to increase and grow to higher levels. And this happens as we draw closer to the Lord through prayers, through study of the scripture, and through fellowship with one another. So this growth takes place very much within a community. We need one another to inspire us, to help us in our journey of faith. The gift of the Holy Spirit equips us to express the fullness of God's love to the world and to bring glory to God. From where Chris read to us, Romans chapter 12 from verse 1 to 8, we are told that all these gifts are given for the common good of the body of Christ. And so Paul pleaded with the church at Rome. He said to them, and of course that word comes back to us today, that we should not hold an exaggerated, unbalanced opinion of our importance. We shouldn't see ourselves as the most important person. The most important person in St. John's, the most important person in Kaluk, because every part of the body is important. And every member here is very, very important. In fact, standing here, I'm only here because you are here and people are doing different things. The IT, they are working. Sandy was here early, the heating, and everything is working. Somebody comes in here early to switch on the light, and the light takes, when you switch it off, it takes 5 minutes before you switch it on. How many of you know that? That when you switch off this light, you need to leave it 5 minutes before you switch it on. But that, somebody knows that in St. John's. So people are doing different things, and while we are sitting here, our children are safe in the Sunday school, and there are people there who have dedicated their time themselves to that work. And so everybody is important. And these gifts are given for service. Now, coming to the spiritual gift of faith, it is a sudden surge of faith, usually in crisis, to confidently believe without a doubt that as we act or speak in Jesus' name, it shall come to pass. I don't know if you have ever experienced this kind of feeling. Perhaps you have an appointment with a GP, with your consultant, and before going to the hospital, you were full of fear. Or maybe before undergoing a surgery, you were so fearful, it felt like giving up, not going through it. And suddenly there is this inner strength that comes upon you. And you feel like, no, I can make it. I can go through this. I am confident that I can go through this. That kind of faith, inner feeling, inner strength that comes into you suddenly. It is not something that happens, you know, it is something that happens through the working of God's Spirit in our lives. When this gift of faith is in operation, believers have an unshakable confidence that God will do what He has promised to do, even when it appears to be impossible. Because with God, all things are possible. So believers will have this unshakable confidence in God, even in the face of death. It is a supernatural faith that is imparted by the Holy Spirit that enables the Christian To believe God for the extraordinary and miraculous in a specific time or circumstance. Over and over again, we read about women and men in the Bible who through faith did great things for God. If you read in Hebrews chapter 12, you see a list of men, Gideon, David, Samson, and the rest of them, who through faith stopped the mouth of lion, quenched fire. You read that. But we should know this, that these were not great men and women. They were not great men and women. But they were ordinary men and women who did great things for God. So they were not great, but God used them to do great things. Each one of them, as we read from the Bible, had a big heart for God, and they were also willing to step out of their comfort zones to make God's kingdom great. That's something we find in common amongst them. They had this big heart for God, and they were willing to step out of the boat, to step out of their comfort zones, to do great things for God. But remember, you don't have to be a pastor. You don't need to be or wait until you become a missionary or a super spiritual star or a hero. All you have to do is have a heart for God and a willingness to get out of your comfort zone. And when we speak about this, we are not talking about going to the mortuary to raise the dead or things like that. All you have to do is have this heart that is willing and open to God. It may be something as simple as walking across to someone else during fellowship time, walking to someone that you may ordinarily not speak to. Perhaps you've been seeing the person in St. John's for the last 15 years, 20 years, and you've never had a time to speak with the person. The act of faith today could be stepping out of your cycle of friends to go and say, "Hi, how are you today?" That might be very powerful. We don't need to wait until we go to Somalia or Tanzania before we can act out faith. We can start from Jerusalem here, even after service. It could also mean inviting your neighbor over for tea or taking a co-worker to lunch to see how they are doing. Whatever it is, don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to act in faith, especially when the Spirit of God is pouring you up to do that. Faith doesn't necessarily know where it is going, but it does know who is leading. I think that is the confidence we have in Christ. We don't know the end. We don't know about tomorrow. We don't know what happens at the end of the service. But we know that God is in charge. He's absolutely in control of our lives. And so we journey into the future with faith, with confidence. When Peter saw by faith, he actually could walk on water. He made a commitment with both of his feet completely out of the boat. Peter showed great faith in getting out of the boat and going to Jesus. In fact, the mistake was not walking or getting his two legs out of the boat. But what happened was that his faith began to waver. But Jesus was right there to rescue him. We might fall, we might experience challenges, but we do not walk alone, because he's always right there, walking side by side with us, even when we pass through the valleys of the shadow of death. He's always right there by our side. Sometimes God may ask us to do something that will be out of our comfort zone. He might want you to do something that is not within your confidence. Fear and panic, of course, will immediately set in because we have never done what He's now asking us to do. If and when this happens, just ask the Holy Spirit to manifest His faith so you will have courage to do what God is asking you to do. We are not alone. We journey not by ourselves, but we journey by the power and support of the Holy Spirit. And this is why the Holy Spirit is called the Helper in the Bible. And so today, step out of your boat. Amen.